Yeah, what'd you use?
I used the
one. You used something.
Yeah, that one.
Go on, do it. I didn't see him do it. I didn't use that.
someone click that and send it to me, please.
Everyone, welcome to episode 10 of the Players Only podcast presented by Blacklight. How's everyone doing?
Wonderful.
Pretty good. And let me ask, have you been to gym today, Jamie?
Well, thanks for asking. Didn't want to drag him out. I've been gym, yeah.
He's a gym lad.
Well, hit legs today and feeling good.
Yeah.
It's a good day.
Duncan and Martin in the making, I think. The next one.
They'll see
on Instagram. A bit of better gun skill, hopefully.
How's everyone else?
Beautiful.
Great, mate. Lovely.
Freezing out.
Pretty good. Yeah. It has been cold.
Yeah.
How do you guys know? You guys go outside?
I went out on the balcony at 8 a.m. and it was very cold.
Okay.
Chose to make some time.
No, I did.
Like, these chairs, by the way, great, insane. Right? Insane. Comfy.
Well, you see in the league games, as you sit in the...
He does sit
accessible. Take it apart if you want. It's great. It's great.
Don't break the chair.
You can also do this with a bit of...
You can't. The cameras...
They can just kind of see. Like, just turns out.
Let's see it.
Lumbar. Showcase see the that? It's going line. Back and forth.
Oh, great back support. Comfy. They're great.
Get yours today, guys. But yeah, I mean, it's been a while.
Mm-hmm.
Been a while since the boys have been around the table talking, spitting.
Waffling.
When was the last time? Was it before Christmas? Right?
Yeah, it was before Christmas.
Before Christmas. Yep. And by my calculations, we are almost in February now. Yep. So, yeah. You know, lots happened since then.
Mm.
Yeah.
We've got a dartboard in the
room. That's been a massive addition to the room, I think. It's caused...
You guys love the dartboard.
It's caused a lot of...
You don't.
Yeah, problems.
I'm a spectator.
Competition.
Definitely problems.
Problems with one person. Maybe.
Some people hate watch, right, Ben?
There's huge hate watches in the crowd.
Yeah, apparently there's
one hate watcher. Yeah.
When on, you know, people just trying to improve and get better, and they just get someone just taken down. It's crazy, but it's, you know, here we go. That's what it is. It's been fun.
Quickly for everyone around there, just quick power rankings. Just do it quick. So
do players only, real quick.
Do players only.
It's based off today.
Based off today as well.
Okay.
Well, based off standings. Let's check off standings. Yeah. Goes Toby first.
Yeah.
And then it's just players, right?
Yeah.
Sure.
So then it'd be me.
Yep.
Spawn. JD.
Yeah.
Then Ben somewhere. Kay. Maybe in around third or fourth.
So
yeah. I haven't even played.
Don't think Joe's actually thrown a dart.
I have it, and I'm still above you. That says a lot. Just saying.
Okay.
I'm a spectator, and I'm still above you. I don't know.
And what's been going on with your darts? You ordered some darts.
What happened?
Got cancelled. Heartbroken.
Wow.
Spent $150 in darts. $150
dollars in darts, by the way.
Yep.
It got refunded.
Someone's paying for dinner.
It's gone now. It's gone. Some Amazon ones on the way tomorrow, and you will be getting smoked.
Amazon ones.
Yeah.
Amazon basics.
No, they're a bit better. They're a bit better.
Okay.
How much you pay for those? You mind me asking?
Like $50. It's fine, right?
Yeah, it's decent. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah,
Thank you.
Not bad.
A question on the board there.
Well, the question is, if food was to touch the ground, what's the rule? Is it 5 seconds, 10 seconds, 10 minutes, 10 years, 10 days?
It's don't touch it.
Scientifically, or
let's say the science first.
Yeah, I want to hear that.
Well, I think if you dropped it on the floor for 1 second or a minute, it doesn't make a difference. It's too late. It's infected.
Yeah.
So, question is, are you still eating it?
Yeah, I mean, it depends what it is. If you dropped a pizza face down on the floor, you're not eating that. That's just chalk. You're heartbroken, but you're not eating it.
If it lands on the bottom, though?
Lands on the bottom, it's fine.
Okay.
You can just brush that off. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
That's insane.
What? I think you'd do that.
I would not do that.
Depends on the floor. Depends on the floor.
If I got like a couple of beers in me,
just brush it off. If it's on the sticky side, you're getting all the... Yeah.
Hey, you're all right.
depends on the thing.
Exactly. Depends on the floor. Depends on the food.
You know what I'm saying?
There's a lot of variables.
You can go wash it.
Yeah, sure. Fruit's different. Like if it has like a shell or something like that,
you're not going to start scooping up.
If you drop it in a puddle, you're going to pick it up and eat it.
Nah, I probably would.
Drop it on the wood floor out there. It's like
just brush off the bit of dust. Yeah, but come on.
Come on, mate.
In the apartment.
Live life in the edge, man.
Yeah.
Fair enough, man.
Good for the immune system, I'd say.
Yeah, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Thank you. Then we'll just say 10 minutes and just leave it there for 10 minutes.
10 minutes?
For extra seasoning.
To make a difference.
Sounds good to me.
To make a difference.
Doesn't?
Nope. Scientifically.
I don't know if that's the science.
It's my science. This is my science.
Ben
anyway.
The scientist.
Yeah. Here we go.
The definition of an ick.
Ooh.
Okay.
Say that word.
An ick.
Say it, Jimmy.
What is your cod ick? Everyone knows what Nick is.
Yeah. You know what Nick is.
If you don't
is,
know
right?
what Nick is, it's like something that gets you like, under your skin. It's icky. Something that someone does that gets under your skin.
It's like, okay, thanks.
What's your cod ick?
Cod ick.
Who gives you the ick and cod? I can start. I'm not going to name anyone, but I can say what gives me the ick. Okay. It's when people don't help the teammates.
Yeah, I was going to say, unimpactful like plays like that you know, like, they just don't even understand what they're doing. It's just the worst for me.
Okay.
I've been in a few games like it. Online, right? You're about to win a game. But the player last alive is not making the play they have to make. Okay. Yeah. That will tilt the fuck out.
Yeah.
On like the opposing team, I'll be like, what the?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like you can just tell someone
that's happened, that's happened a few times. Yeah,
and like you've been there, you've done that as well, innit? Because you have that.
Yeah.
He's been around. Yeah, exactly.
You know
scene.
Too, right? Like
You guys are definitely. Yeah,
I mean, mine could be kind of the same. Like I got the ick against the Falcons in the S&D when I've made a big brain Marcus Rashford play. Hiding in maps. There's 10 seconds left. And they're just not on the bomb. They're just playing like, I don't know. And that gives me the ick. But, you know, to be honest, I was probably doing that merely 3 months ago. Maybe I'm still doing that, giving people the ick. So,
I mean, maybe.
It's one of them, isn't it?
I mean, you know, my teammates can give me the ick when no one takes the right route.
Oh, like a Volt P4 route?
Ooh, I feel like everyone shares that pain.
It hurts everyone.
Yeah.
Because we watch it back and
it hurts the engine.
You press the pause
button. You took
the wheels
off the car, and the car is now.
Exactly.
It's got square wheels.
Yeah.
It's got square wheels.
It's not going anywhere.
It's not moving.
It's not moving. What's going on?
What's happening? We're in a spawn trap.
Yeah.
Who can name a player?
Name a player who gives you the ick.
Gives me the ick.
Ooh. Teej. He's just grim. Like, you look at him, looks like a gnome. He's just like there.
I was just saying, like,
he gives me the ick.
In game, he gives you the ick, or just out?
Anywhere, just gives me the ick. He just gives me the ick in general, I think.
Not fair.
So,
in COD,
honestly, that guy gives me the ick.
Jesus
honestly.
Christ.
Yeah, fair enough. Teej.
Yeah, well, fair enough.
It's a love hate relationship for sure.
I have a player,
or a player you don't want to say anyway. You know what I'm saying? We'll keep it.
Maybe keep
it respectful.
Nah, fuck it. Scab gives me the ick.
Oh, that long ass. Yeah.
Fuck that guy, bro.
Fuck that guy. For
any
sure.
reason, just fuck that guy.
Just like, you know what I mean? Just one of those. Like, he knows.
That guy.
Yeah.
Oh, he knows what he does.
Yeah, he knows. Heard that. Yeah. And he knows that I know that he knows.
Any players? Give the ick. Start outing people. Start getting weird.
Just get someone from like.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even know.
Someone you're better than him, hopefully.
Start sticking on him.
Yeah. Like,
I don't know who. Trying to think of names here.
Like Beans.
Like Big Head.
Yeah, Beans. No, that was a good one.
Like Big Head. Big Head. You know what I'm saying? That gives me the ick. That name gives me the ick.
Okay, Paul. Sorry, Big Head. Like,
You're a beast, bro. You're a beast.
He's Big Head, bro.
He's hashtag correctly. Just love
players, bro.
What about you? Got no one? Okay. Let's move on. He's a low-key guy.
He's a chill guy.
Chill guy, for sure.
The show is quick. Just quick.
Yeah, like, I can't really do
much. Yeah, he is a chill guy.
It's fine. I'm not going to name any specific players. Mm-hmm.
I guess you could tie COD into the next question of what is the worst smell in the world?
Fish.
What?
Fish.
Fish, not even close.
No. I'll give you the...
rotting corpse.
It's more of like... Okay, well, yes. But like, I'm seeing things that you could smell like daily. I'm not smelling a rotten corpse daily.
But that's not the question.
Well, yeah, but this is what like...
What is the worst smell in the world?
This is what I'm interpreting it as, though. So like...
Low-key?
Like, challenge the can.
It could be Joe's game day nuclear waste. That could be the worst smell in the world.
Jamie's worse. No, Jamie's is worse.
Don't just start pointing fingers.
Jamie's is. Me and Jamie are on par, though.
I owed up to mine as well. Actually.
Yeah, I owed up to mine too.
Also, if we're going to be on the conversation of blocking the bog.
Oh,
who blocked it? Was it on game day?
No, he blocked it. No, it left the water.
No. That's not true.
It was on game day. It was on game day. He's blocking the bog.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, but that's not my fault. And then I also, no, listen. I didn't know how, because like the thing, when you usually plunge it, right, it usually makes a noise. They didn't make a noise. I'm like, this thing's not working. What the hell's going on? And then, yeah.
I walked out the bathroom after he was done. And you know to clean the like rims?
Yeah, everywhere.
It was laying on the floor.
No, it was on the wall.
Spilled out of it.
No, That's not true.
That is mean,
no,
bro.
That is not. Now you're just lying.
Bro,
now
it was laying
there. And then I just walk in, and there's a hole in the side of the toilet where it's just corroded through.
It was on the wall though. But anyways, initially it wasn't in the thing, the yellow thing. It wasn't in there initially. So I didn't know it was supposed to go in there.
Okay.
Disrespectful. Okay. All good, we gotta fix.
That was my answer anyway.
You ever seen the challenge where they have to like open the can?
Oh, so strumming.
Yeah.
Is that Danish?
Oh, no, is that the fish?
Yeah. That smells horrible.
Have you swum it?
Once.
Oh.
You said fish.
That might be the fish.
He's specifying.
Yeah, but like.
It's like rotten fish.
Yeah, it's rotting.
That's
what is it, herring or something?
Because like, bro, last year.
Norwegian.
Might be either or. I don't know. Ooh. Same shit. Those boys
are getting surprised by fish is the worst in the world. Sure, I think like
the worst smell I've ever seen.
I just remember last year in the middle of practice, someone just opened like fish and it just, bro, cooked me.
Wait, what?
Last year, so like our analysts, right?
Yeah.
I don't actually know.
We were screaming, and then
did it last year.
Everyone gets hit with like a whiff of fish, and we're just like, bro, what is going on? And he just looks like this as he opens it, like, they almost smell that. I'm just like, bro.
Did anyone smell that? I should have known. To be fair, mine's not bad, though. Just when people at the gym just like.
Ooh.
You can tell
some gnarly beer.
Yeah.
They're sweating, obviously, fair enough. Some in the gym, working hard, but. Like, well, sometimes I can tell people don't put on like just a little bit of roll on.
It's like they're like a good 5 meters over there. And you're like, whoa.
And it's like,
that is so awesome.
Okay. Next question. I feel like I know what your guys' answer is going to be.
No, I think him.
If a zombie bursts into the facility right now, who's the first to go?
I feel like I'm quite ruthless.
Ruthless?
Like I'm getting Sean and I'm throwing him in front of me. and he's gone. So I feel like it wouldn't be me. Because the typical is going to be, oh, who can run the fastest? Zombies.
So right now, you're in this corner of the room.
And if you come in there.
Zombie busting through there. I've turned the chair
I've got you.
I'm doing the same thing, Toby.
Sydney's flying back into you.
My hand's on your face, over your face. Over you.
No, because I'm getting the first glance as well. I've got the...
You are.
So I'm...
Yeah.
But it's you really look left going, where is he? Chair in front of you, mate.
I might just chin him, right? Knock him out.
You can't reach.
And then he's on the floor, and I'm going... Him there, and then the zombies eating him. Where I'm off.
I'm throwing this at Ben's head. I'm out.
That's weird. You can just get out.
I don't know. It might just be me.
You too.
I'm grabbing that camera, throwing at one of them.
It depends on the zombies. It's like a World War Z zombie.
That's what I'm saying. I'm grabbing the camera, getting it out of your way.
Yeah,
I'm in the emergency exit. So right now.
Depends on if it's just like some walking it's dead like zombie, I'll probably murk it.
Think so? No, take a zombie?
You're an idiot. 100%.
It's fine. I got
if you couldn't take a zombie, you're no man.
No, I'm just asking, like.
Well, just my fist. If I had my bottle,
you can't say, like,
you get his mic, bottle. Mate. It's a pretty sturdy
that's
mic.
True.
Yeah, expensive.
Hit him at the bottom of it.
Yeah, true. Well, worth it. Anyway.
Yeah, probably Ben.
Probably, yeah, that's fair. Carol.
Just because of, like, your seat in the
range. Yeah,
stipulations.
Yeah. Okay. Go on.
Anyway.
Go on.
Going on to the next question. What is your most used emoji? Imitate it and let the others guess.
Wow. I know what mine is.
Can I look real quick?
Do I have look? Do you want me to imitate it? I'll wait for him.
I'll wait for him, yeah.
Because mine's pretty easy. But it's going to look so brain.
Okay, I know what it is.
Who wants to go first?
You go first.
No, you go first. No, you were talking about it. You know.
You seem to know
the
yours.
Fucking.
I'll look at my uncle as well.
Okay. Do that again?
No,
do it again. No, show the camera
like,
too.
No, the fucking. Look, I'm trying to think of it. Like, the fuck. Let me see the emoji.
Well, mine's just.
I'll show you. You ready?
Look
at that. Okay, this might come out looking.
I got mine.
Okay.
You ready? Mine's like.
Wow.
Yeah, mine's the exact same.
Ryan laughing.
Oh, it's crying.
Crying?
But I use it as a laugh.
Oh, oh that was crying.
Yeah, I was saying, I have the
down, the vertical.
Yeah, the vertical
down,
ones? Yeah, that's how
I do that. Like.
Well, mine's this one. The little side ones.
I don't know if I can do mine.
Oh, what is it? Yeah, you know, when you laugh at, like, these happy, like...
Whoa, the
like,
triangles and the eyes.
Oh, when he's like diagonal?
Yeah, but I think Jamie means the one where the whole...
Yeah, but there's still water coming out.
Oh, you're talking about this one.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, like the middle one, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's my one.
I use the...
Mine's the same one I said.
That means we're like happy-go-lucky guys.
Yeah, what'd you use?
I use the...
You use something.
Yeah, that one.
Go on, do it.
Do it.
I need to
see
him
do
it.
Use it. Someone click that and send it to me, please.
Well, you're going to see it anyway.
Yeah, so. Goddamn right I am.
You guys don't even know which one it is. He knows.
I know.
It's the one with the tongue poking out.
Oh, really? There's a few ones.
Well, I mean...
But it's the one where the eyes are like, one's up, one's down.
Oh.
The tongue's out, the one where it's like...
The small and the big one?
Oh, like the crazier one.
Yeah.
Crazy one.
The crazy one.
Why are you using that for?
Like he's lost his head. Yeah. That's like a head loss. Like a, what is going on?
You have lost your
Okay, cool.
Yeah. I don't blame you. I have to watch you running.
That's weird. That's weird.
This guy doesn't reload his gun.
No bullets to reload with.
So you guys are born with your emojis open.
Mine's good because I'm always just crying laughing. Same. I'm always happy.
Yeah,
that's
boring. What? What's just the... That was sick.
You didn't snap.
I'm going to snap somewhere else in a second.
Three things on your bucket list. And why?
All four of you give me three.
I got one.
Three things.
Go on. I have one.
I actually have... Yeah, I have three.
I have three.
I've got... I want to go to a 49ers game in the Levi Stadium. I want to run a marathon.
Marathon?
Yeah.
That was weird. Marathon, yes.
Marathon. And I also want to travel the world.
Aww.
Oh, that's like, so
I
want to
go to Asia.
No, that's good. That's good.
Fair enough. You have yours?
Yeah, mine.
See, that was...
So, mine, I want to go to Japan.
Oh, that's cute.
Okay. I want to go to a Packers game.
Nice.
I want to go to the World Cup.
The World Cup.
Yeah, gonna be in America.
That's a good one.
It's true. There'll be some games in Toronto.
Exactly.
I'd like to go to Formula One.
Okay.
I'd like to see that.
Which one?
Oh, I'm gonna go to the CS event.
Whichever
too.
One.
Just any.
Monaco. I'd like
okay.
to go to that one.
Okay.
Actually.
And your yacht.
Well, yeah.
Taking
yeah,
your yacht for a spin down there.
I'll borrow yours, but.
And
then.
Tanya.
I'd like to see the Northern Lights.
You've seen them?
What? It's because I'm from Denmark. And
that is racist, I think.
There's
a hint of racism.
I'd like to go to Finland and actually see them, you know, like where you...
Okay. Lapland.
Yeah. Okay. And then third one. I mean, I'd like to go to Japan too, but he
dropped it. We all want to go to Japan. We should just go.
Ah, fuck Japan. I'm going to say Old Trafford, but like a big game.
With a derby?
Like a derby or like a Champions League game or something mad. Win a chip before I die.
Win a chip before you die. In anything.
So I could be like 50 and I'm still trying to win a chip.
Fair enough.
Jesus. Well, come on. We've dedicated your last how many years to this, you know? And three...
A bit of trim.
Bucket list. that's crazy.
trip to Turkey.
I don't know. cure world poverty.
Cure world poverty.
World poverty.
Such a nice guy.
And you guys are trying to go to Japan.
This is a bucket list.
Yeah, it's my bucket list.
I'll pay for the trip to Turkey.
Okay. Fair enough.
I don't know. You can't say that. My hairline's pristine, brother. Okay, well, there you go then.
Yeah, that's good.
So, what was the third one? Sorry.
Cure world poverty.
Yeah.
That's right, fair enough.
Sweet.
That's my bucket list. I'm just a great guy.
Right.
Oh, it's a good question.
It's actually pretty good.
It's like a darts question.
Okay. If you had to get introduced at an event and you had to walk out solo, what would your walkout theme music be?
I
don't know what Toby's is.
No.
You say it without him even saying.
Wait, what?
Wow.
Many Men.
No, that was a good one. I didn't even think of that one.
That was Many Men.
Anyway, I'm talking about Many Men. What? I was gonna start belting out with the mic as well. Singing.
I would say.
You should know this.
To be fair, I was going to say Eye of the Tiger.
I'd say Mr. Brightside.
That's good, to be fair. What are you saying, Mr. Brightside? That's good. Like
that. That'd be just...
Which part?
Just going off.
Smoke's going off.
And the old crowd just go in, you know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah.
I can't think.
What would represent me? Just get some like Pop Smoke on.
Right. That'd be like the most.
Out.
They're thinking like, "Holy shit, look who's
that
coming out!"
Cold.
And
it's just
you.
It's just Jamie.
Glasses,
you right, guys? You right, guys?
Yeah, my own son just stood there, tucked in jersey.
You're
in your hand.
Come on.
I don't know if I should like.
I don't know who yours, mate. I'm not gonna say it. But
what does it say?
What do you listen to on game?
King Von.
Yeah, bro, I'm sure I listen to King Von. You listen to King Von on game day. Yeah.
Some Barbie girl, that's my friend.
No, I mean, like,
good song.
It's that quite.
I don't know, it just depends on my mood.
Beautiful.
Danish.
They actually are Danish.
I get some Danish rap on, lad.
Yeah,
like, oh, my God.
You mean, it depends on your mood.
Game. Yeah, huh?
Well, it's game day.
Yeah, but, like, it depends on what I want to listen to.
On game day?
Yeah, I listen to
some lo-fi. I get some jazz on.
Some jazz. Just some chill.
Just a cello going, and I walk up.
Yeah,
that's big. Come to dead.
Everyone will be like, yeah, okay. All right, well, he doesn't know, so...
I don't know.
Well, just say any song.
Say a song.
Do Dreams and Nightmares.
Dreams and Nightmares?
That's a shit one.
Can you sing it for me?
I actually can't.
Well,
no, I can't.
Just sing it for me.
Was it
that? Just,
no, I don't want to get copyrighted. I don't get copyrighted.
By who?
No idea.
Not fair enough.
Juice WRLD.
Meek Mill.
Meek Mill, thank you.
Fuck
Okay, what has the best year of your life ever
what
been?
What's the best life for you ever?
Yeah, not sure what that he
best
said.
Best year of life been.
That's what he said.
What's the best year of my life?
Mine was probably 2020. No, 2021.
Cold War?
Yeah.
Okay, makes sense. Makes sense.
Even though it was COVID, and then people go, oh my God, it was COVID.
So, yeah. Last year's a good shot for me, to be fair.
Ah, come on, bro.
What do you mean?
Well, you had a better year, right?
No.
I think
last year's a good shot because, I mean, obviously, we did good at events.
But it started so bad.
Can't be before that, so.
Maybe that's what made it good. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, it was just more like, I always say, you just see the improvement, and then we did good at events, and then I went to Cancun, I went to a Rock League event.
You live in your best
life. And now I'm here. Like, I did all that. Yeah, exactly. But, like, now I'm here. Like, I did all that in 1 year. Got better. Traveled. And then now I'm here. On a really good team.
Lucky boy. Lucky boy. I would have said MW2 that first year, first got in the league. But then it ended really badly. So I'd probably say something like, I don't know, like 2015, 2016. When I was in Dubai. Oh, okay. Like last year at school with a boy. Yeah, it was sick, man. It was sick, man.
Yeah.
Penthouse. Well, I wish.
Yeah, he's only
75. But yeah,
when I was 15, my life was class.
I'm saying.
Yeah, same. Like
playing AEW, winning all the GFIN Online Cups, beating Toby, and then
wow,
so good online.
Wow,
actually was so good online.
2019 probably graduated.
Before was that before? Oh, wow, yeah.
Got picked up, moved to Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and then great start.
My team to go to school.
I did, but that was also worth it.
So. Yeah,
hashtag worth.
It was worth it. Sorry.
What the.
Wow.
Shut the front door.
Well, shut the front door, Bill. What'd you do?
This is a good question. If someone took your phone away for a month, how would you like it?
I'm dead. You would be the worst.
You guys
should have seen me. I went TikTok got banned.
Welcome.
You would be in a state. I was scrolling.
I was refreshing my internet. It's a no internet connection. It's refreshing.
It would be bad for like the first day, 2 days. And
I think that'd be fine.
You just get used to it.
I mean, yeah.
If it's like fully gone out of my reach, I think.
Wait, can I still use the computer?
If it's like laying there. Imagine
yeah.
I guess you could still.
Yeah, I'll be fine. I'll just be on YouTube, Twitch.
You would be rough.
No,
after a bit, I'd be fine.
Because you'd be watching the streamer, you'd be like, I'm bored.
Well, no, because then I'd start scrolling TikTok on the website.
Okay, you can't do that. You can't do that.
That's not it. It says,
right, well,
no,
I'm glad that's
See? Come on, bro. I'm so smart, man. I love
Matt. What's this next question? Someone else read it.
Well, I'll read it.
You definitely
go on, Joe. You read a question.
Do you believe in astrology? What's everyone's sign? Let's look up some horoscope.
I think I'm a Leo.
It's like, yeah, like Leo, Libra. I'm a Libra, but like, May I don't 16th. Believe in that stuff.
Am I a Scorpio?
2000.
I'm October.
I'm October
May 16th, I said.
Nah, you're not a Leo.
What's a
Leo? I don't even know. I think I know I'm a Scorpio.
I'm a Taurus.
I'm a Libra.
I'm a Leo.
I'm a Scorpio.
Whatever that means.
That's an ick.
Yeah,
that's an ick. I can't speak to Scorpios.
Don't some girls like
Yeah, sure, not compatible.
Yeah.
I think it's a big thing.
I'm sure you could
ask. I'm not.
Ask.
Why are you putting
it on me? Ask the cameraman.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Have you ever met a girl that loves astrology? And yeah. Is it a red flag?
Depends on your
style. All of them. They all love it.
They live for it.
You better learn this shit, Joe.
Here's mine. So what am I looking at?
Who's this?
This is Scorpio. This is me, apparently.
This is for today.
You're never at a loss for an opinion, Scorpio, and today is no exception. The energy of the day is such that you're happier listening to conversation than participating in them. You can't help but smile at the misinformation that gets banded around.
Hey, this might be right.
They could be under some air.
Someone has shot
the house, bro.
Anyway.
Go keep reading.
From the guy in the house?
Since no one has bothered to ask for your opinion, you are about to offer it today. Tomorrow is another matter entirely. I couldn't agree more, actually.
It's actually beautiful.
Maybe I didn't believe it.
Get
another one up.
Get 2025.
Get Taurus up.
Who's Taurus?
Get Taurus. He's a Taurus.
He's a Taurus.
Let's listen to this.
I'm a Taurus. Let me read this out.
It's a daily one.
Even though you seem content with your career, you're ready for some change in your life, Taurus. Oh, my word. This is the time because I joined the group. Oh my god, it's basically telling me to fucking leave you guys. How about a local book club? Nah. Or if you're more actively inclined, relax. Sign up with a tennis team or a local.
Oh, stop being nice.
It knows.
It's being nasty, this website.
There are lots of diversions to occupy your mind as well as body. The real upside is you'll like to make some wonderful new friends. Nice. So fuck, honestly, you guys, I literally don't fuck with you anymore.
Okay, well.
I'm now getting a new group at the tennis club.
Oh, we should see all of them now. What are you?
A Libra.
I'm a Leo.
Libra's definitely a red flag.
Go on, Joe.
Yeah. Oh.
Passion is very much on your mind, Libra. Why did I say like that?
What?
Unfortunately, you have a lot to do before you can concentrate.
He needs to rotate first.
Hold on.
Mocking on the rope.
It's all about romance. He went to the gym this morning.
Much as you prefer to put paperwork off for another day, you really should buckle down and get it all done.
You should.
You'll be relieved to have it.
Watch some VOD.
What's happening on the screen?
Watch some VOD.
Okay. Wait, what was that? You'll be relieved to have it behind you, and you will be free to enjoy the evening pursuing other interests. To be fair.
So basically,
Do you have something you need to do?
In context, just saying you need to focus up, bro.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
My ARs don't rotate players. On P4.
This
job, man.
Let me tell you, sometimes. Woo!
Okay.
I'm on P3 scrap.
You consider yourself a rational person. What does that mean, Ben? What does rational mean?
Sure, right? You know, yeah, level headed.
Yeah.
Leo, if you aren't a scientist, you should be. You view life objectively and rarely let extraneous matters cloud your thinking. You're likely to be taken aback by today's extraordinary events.
Yeah, my hand too.
Intuition is so sharp that you can always read people's minds.
Wow.
At first you think this is just a fluke, but you may be a believer by the end.
Who are you?
This is a bunch of bollocks. Anyway, next question.
Spawn that.
Anyway, that was the horoscopes. Is that a horoscope?
Yeah, horoscope.
I don't think any of us actually.
Does anyone believe in that?
No.
Mike had some truth to it today.
It did. Broken clock is right twice a day. That's what I'll say about that.
What?
I'm going to read mine tomorrow and see what it says. You may could be right.
I'm not.
Maybe we should start reading them every day.
Don't read it.
I actually might get into it.
No, don't.
As a hobby at night, just start reading horoscopes.
Oh, God.
Guys, I can't come in today. Something terrible is going to happen. What did you do?
I just can't see what Joe anymore.
There's a message in chat. It's me going, lads, I've read my horoscope. Can't come in today.
I would chin you. It's got to be like friendship, like compatibility.
It's really like, I can't see what Joe anymore, guys. We're not compatible anymore.
It says I'm going to argue with someone today. Best I don't come in.
Yeah. Best we just chalk today's scrims. Maybe just some prop
hunt. I'll come in for Todd tomorrow.
Wow.
What's the most life-changing decision you've ever made? Can you imagine what your life would be like if you didn't do that thing?
Committing a COD.
Here we all go.
That's pretty like simple.
I mean, yeah, playing COD.
That's an easy answer.
I mean, it is, but it's like, because I just didn't give a fuck about school, so I just committed straight to COD. All of it.
Is that a good thing?
Stay in school, guys.
No, it's not a good thing, but it's a good thing now.
Okay. For me,
I kind of regret it.
I mean, obviously playing COD is obviously one. Obviously.
Obviously, come on.
Obviously. I'd say for me, going to the gym, I was a big boy in Cold War. People don't realize I was actually a big boy in Cold War.
You were eating big and you were playing big. That's the thing.
It was COVID,
to be fair.
COVID, come on, not your fault.
Ever since I've been going to the gym, I feel happier and just more fulfilled and more confident in myself.
As a person. I would say... not taking the sub spot on Toronto Ultra in my first year. So I was offered the sub spot.
NW2.
Yeah. Going into it, I was offered the sub spot on Ultra. Sub spot on Boston. And I feel like if I took the sub spot on Ultra, I would never got up a call up because obviously it was you and Scrap. You guys were never, you know, never going in. And I would have rotted away and just not really got the shot. But on Boston, I knew. So. Yeah, that's probably that.
It's actually saying we both got offered it.
Wow, okay.
Because I got offered it after Major 1.
There you go. I'm on before the year, but that's fine.
Let's see me win it first in that. Okay,
yeah.
I have no clue what my decision is. Wow. To be honest. Really? Maybe finish in school. I think that was a good
idea. I was going to say finish in school.
Because I took a little break. I came back for champs. I don't think a single person had a clue.
Who's to say?
Who I was?
Who's to say if you carry on playing and didn't go to school, we'd have been the team going into champs?
If I didn't get picked up by Toronto, I probably would not play COD right now. There's no chance. I wouldn't have played through Challengers for more than a year.
No, you had other offers.
Well, you would have been a content creator for a whole year.
No, you.
Yeah, I know. I would have been a content creator on other teams.
You had one from
I don't remember.
What'd you look at me?
Minnesota Rocker.
Minnesota Rocker? See, you'd just be a content creator.
Wow.
Back then you couldn't play Challengers.
That is shade.
You couldn't play Challengers.
That is true, yeah.
So... I think it's a good thing I finished school.
That's going to be on Spawn Up GG, by the way.
Yeah.
Minnesota Rocket could have had Kleenex. Modern Warfare 2019.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
And everyone's going to be like,
oh, speaking of which, Rocker.
Oh, they don't whoa.
Whoa. Manifestation, dude.
Speaking about Rocker, going into minor one. Well,
cheese.
Bit. Well, yeah, kind let of. let me just talk here.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, please.
The league. Okay, first map.
I'd like to talk to you.
They got trickshotted. Second map, trickshotted. Third map, biggest choke. Yeah, this year was.
Yeah.
Fourth map.
Bullshit.
We can go back to map three quick. I did have a streak.
Yeah.
Well, we don't need to talk
about
that.
It was a 7v2.
It was a 12v6 before that.
And a 7v2.
Yep.
And we have four dead.
Someone didn't move, and I won't say names, but it might have been me.
It's okay.
I won't say names.
Yeah.
My left stick's not working.
You live and you learn.
Exactly.
And it's all about learning, isn't it?
Exactly.
And then map four, you know, we're up. We're feeling good.
Full rotation.
Feeling great.
And then, scan repair. Nice one, Jamie.
I should have snapped on that doorway to pinch Geo top. Anyway.
Switch weapon. All good. Map 4, reset. We get bummed.
We had a good start. Basically.
Yeah, we still trolled, to be fair, that map 4.
We did have a good start.
Yeah, we did have a good start.
So we also had issues in map 4.
Yeah.
But you also like
it. It's fine. Yeah. It's fine. Just don't end it for me. It's cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All good.
Don't worry about it.
And then Hacienda, I mean, props to them. They probably are.
The 40-minute tech timer.
Yeah. No, props to them. They definitely outplayed us on the map, and I'm not going to take anything away from that.
Mm-hmm.
But when there's a 15-minute tech timer that turns, let me do the math.
I think it was 40 minutes. It was 38 minutes overall.
Yeah. 15 minutes turned into 38 minutes, and we're over here tweaking because it's like, bro, I'm not shooting anything, and I'm being torched. I did get signed that map. I really couldn't shoot straight.
I also think the rules and restarts for Hardpoint are also
so grey.
It's just, this is how I see it. You S&D, let's say 4-2 up, you end it. You're up 4-2 going into it.
Yeah.
Control, you're up 2-1, you go back in 2-1. Hardpoint, you could be up 60. Why don't we go back into the map up 60?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Regardless. Like,
should be.
It's just like,
regardless of the if, buts, maybe's, we have rotation, this, that, and the other, we had a 60-point lead before it lagged out.
Yeah.
Who's to say you wouldn't have got instant book?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, we also, like, going into ifs, we also had a full rotation perfectly set up.
Mm.
It can work in your favor and against your favor.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think it should be black and white. Like, you're up 60.
You get a 60-point lead. Yeah, I agree.
Be nice.
But I don't know. There's no official ruling, apparently, so that's fun.
Obviously, if it's like a 210-210, and
you're not going to do 40 points.
It's like you just restart it.
Yeah. Or if it's like 50 to 20, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, exactly.
Start
like
the game, we'll just restart it. We'll
but like once you reach like that, like first rotation's done, I feel like that should be the line there.
Bullshit.
So yeah, we got reverse swept.
Obviously, I still say we obviously could have played better at the P4.
There's obviously things we could all
do. Yeah, 100%. Obviously, control we choked. The
we
map
lost
4.
Three maps,
yeah.
So.
The map 4, we still messed up some situations. Map 5, they outplayed us, but. That doesn't help with all the issues.
Yeah, that was our only game in the minor. Shout out the single limb.
Yeah.
And,
we were really fun. Really fun.
Rounded. Double rounded.
Double rounded.
Yeah, first look / experience at the minor structure. What did we think?
Double limb. Right, please.
I think it has potential to be
decent.
I actually shout out Dill for this suggestion. I'll speak to him a little bit about it. And he said, why is it not happening towards the end of the season when people are fighting for points, fighting for...
Yeah, I agree. That's actually a good call.
Why is there only two at the start?
Teams 100% try harder towards the end. Like, our team especially, like, you could tell, like, towards the end of the year last year, teams were way, like, harder to beat. I mean, like, obviously you guys got upset by LAG at an event. Like, teams are, like, that last event and, like, towards, like, Major 3, Major 4, teams are fighting for their lives, their careers.
I think as well, I think it should count towards the current major you're on. It doesn't. It benefits us in this regard, but
how could you do that?
I do think that's why it should be towards the end, though.
Seeding.
Yeah, but I do think that's why it should be towards like the end. If we're not going to count it towards that major, or like this major, for example, it should be towards the end of the year because that's when it matters the most.
Yeah.
Now we're like, okay, 20 points, 30 points, like doesn't matter.
Rocker got a great win against us. They, minorly just lost to FaZe, and what did they gain from it? 10 points for the end of the season. Who cares?
Yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah, it might pay dividends at the end.
It could, but like it doesn't make a difference now. That's what they need it right now.
Well, the minus, the point of the minus, supposed to be like
for the. But yeah, but that, like I said, that like what Dill said, you should also. That's why I think it should be towards the end of the year.
Yeah, I agree.
Obviously, it's still technically the same thing.
It shouldn't count towards a qualifying match because it makes them redundant.
Yeah,
it should make it more limb, and they should make more teams play instead of just having like 3-4 games.
It should
just be a grindy tournament.
Yeah.
For like all the teams.
Well, they have the whole weekend. They could start on a Thursday if they wanted to.
All I care about, just start on Thursday, run like 5 matches a day or something.
Yeah.
I think fans would prefer that as well.
I think more games. I prefer that too. Like everyone loves playing.
I mean, me even as a player, when like I have a day off and we're just warming people up, like you watch three games, right? And it's like, oh my god, it's over.
Mm-hmm.
Like you want it to get going. Like exactly. You want to feel it. Like
at least in a tournament, you have the losers bracket six match like Saturday.
Rulers.
So it's so.
It's also a good experience about it. If it was double like events, if it was double lame and all that stuff, like
it's the closest thing we have to it.
Yeah, exactly. And we can get like. Practice of playing at an event, but it's online.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then obviously FaZe beat Thieves in that 3-1, was it? 3-1?
They played well.
They played well. They won the event. Mm-hmm. Ravens beat Optic. Mm-hmm. Optic had a really close game against Boston, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's some body shots going on from Gwyn and Shotzi.
Yeah. Get better, bro. Get better.
Put the fries in the bag.
Not Optic. Please don't come. Not Optic.
This if you're an Optic fan.
Yeah.
They'll be in the comments already. They're already there.
Yeah. They just spawned in. Yeah, they just spawned in.
Get his name out your mouth.
Okay. Here's the bracket.
Please have mercy.
Well, your Cloud9 were looking good, and before they weren't.
What?
They were looking good.
Who?
Cloud9. Oh. They beat Vancouver. Were they 2-0 up against Ravens?
No, I don't think it was 2-0, but they were up 5-3, map 5.
Yeah, they were like in a good spot to beat Ravens. And now their heads have completely fallen off.
That is COD.
That is COD.
Yeah.
The tiniest things.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's you've lost.
Great tournament, man.
I hate St. William's with passion.
Yeah.
I genuinely hate
it. So boring.
It's not just St. William's on online.
Online St. William.
I don't
know. Cloud9 sneaking. That was... Stinking.
I mean, that was good form.
That was the worst thinking I've seen in about a year.
That was bad. That was pretty bad.
It took 10 pumps for. What makes it worse was like there was no one there. He's sneaking no one. Mm-hmm. That was insane. Yeah. Yeah. It's like there's three people there, and it's like, I mean, I'm not saying you should do it, but you know, I'm saying it's okay.
He's probably fuming. Whatever. It was on his pov.
But like, yeah, exactly.
Like, come on, we're old man. It's like, my bro, pov.
You're sneaking nobody. Like, what was the point of that? You're sneaking for fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, the repercussions. I mean, as a rep chat, we've been talking about for a long time now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean.
Got updated today, right? You've done an official thing? Or?
Today on the 21st, it's mm-hmm. now one pump, 3 second delay, mm-hmm. which I think is better.
It is, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And it's, at least now it's clear. Before it wasn't clear. Obviously, clubbed by Sibs, obviously it's clear. But then obviously dashes came up, which brought up like the grey area of like, so two's like
two
fine.
And a half, and it's like
yeah,
that.
And it's like, oh, so two's fine. So if dashy hits two and he's invisible for two pumps, that's fine. But three... Holy.
Yeah, weak ban.
We call the line at that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, 1-3 seconds. It's easier now. You can count it, whatever. Blah, blah, blah.
One is crazy.
But now.
There's a lot of people addicted to that crouch button, mm-hmm. I'll tell you.
Mm-hmm. But,
not gonna
you know.
Name names, but.
I think it's also a week now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure it's a week for if snaking. You get caught.
Which is I think it's what it should be. One day was nowhere near long enough.
That'll be watching the VOD back. Oh, you've got.
One day was not. Anywhere near
like
long enough.
Band.
So like one day wasn't a long
imagine
time.
Being that guy's like, oh my god,
we've
got no week. Oh my god, we've lost a week. I'm so sorry, lads.
Yeah. You've milked so bad by snaking. Whole week of practice is gone down the bin.
That's what it's supposed to be like. It's supposed to be
yeah.
Like,
yeah. Don't cheat. Just don't cheat.
That's fair.
It's
fair.
So now it should be clear. And hopefully there's no grey area clips now.
But then when it comes to an event.
We'll see. And then
for a chip.
Back into the matches. Rocker.
And then, yeah, we lost, and then we had a week off, came back, played Rocker again.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. These boys can play Hacienda S&D.
Yes, they can.
These boys love Hacienda S&D. Mm-hmm. That boy Estro was moving and grooving on that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He did love BO4.
Yeah? Was he a boy back then?
He just put off-season tourneys. Him and Flames put off-season tourneys.
Yeah.
They're like off-season Reapers.
There you go.
Fair enough. Yeah, we got back in, you know, protocol hard point. Well,
dusting. That was a dusting.
What's up, duo? Take over.
Hacienda S&D, we lose. Protocol control, we can't clutch up because our attacks were stinking the first two.
Yeah.
We were moving like granddads in the first two.
Yeah.
In the control?
Yeah.
Have we clutched
up? I was not spawning in that map.
Life a little bit. It's
fine. We clutched up.
IL.
We got a nice little clutch up.
Map 4 was a choke.
Yep, no P4 rotations.
Mm-hmm, map 4 was a for sure choke.
Yeah.
Should have finished it in 4.
Yeah, definitely should have.
Should have, could have won it.
You know, we learned from last it. Map. Then we learned from it.
The last map.
Map 5, let me see. Yeah, so 0 rounds. Okay.
So I got 1 kill, 100 damage.
I died last round.
That was 1M, right? Where I'm just like in the perfect spots to bait someone and just be like, you remember that kill when he was top running across the top wall or whatever? Geo? Yeah. I was like, oh my god, just seeing my screen, I'm like, whoa,
swinging.
Beautiful map.
Yeah, that was good.
Kind of put it, you know, solidified that it was a 3-2, but wasn't that close. Yeah. Wasn't that close.
Control was pretty close.
Control was close.
That got
control
a little
was squeaky on time.
Yeah.
So was the vault.
We iced up the first defense.
Mm-hmm. Massively.
It's all good though.
Yeah, we come out with a win. That's what matters. Sometimes those games, you just got to get through them.
That takes us to 5-0 at that point.
Yeah,
undefeated.
5-0.
In all my league matches. Yeah, not in minor. All my league matches.
Yeah, asterisks.
You know. We are on minors around here.
LAG, M8.
LAG, M8, Gentlemates. To be fair, we haven't even played them in a minute.
No, we haven't. Script them, we haven't played them.
Because you like, don't know what to expect.
Yeah.
You go into the match, you're like, oh, these guys might just...
They just beat C9 3-0, so you thought, like, hold on, maybe they're having
a
little
resurgence. Oh, there's a resurgence, yeah.
They also could have beat LAT in that map 4.
Yeah.
Skyline.
Should have beat them.
On the rewind, we played them all the time.
Yeah.
Had a lot of close game fives with a lot of people, so...
They've been playing a lot of people.
It's a tricky team.
Are they 1-5?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
so. They're probably the... I want to say the best 1-5 team right now.
Oh, yeah.
100%.
Is there a lot of 1-5 teams?
There's obviously Falcons 0-6.
Falcons 0-6.
Is Vancouver 1-5?
I think C9 1-5.
I think Vancouver.
Cloud9's are good as well.
I think. Oh no, Vancouver 2 and.
Finishes the game.
Because they beat Falcon and then Miami.
There you go.
There's been some close series.
There's only 2-1-5 teams, so.
Yeah, I mean.
You know what
I
mean.
But I know what you mean. Know what like, I mean. Like, bottom of like the standings right now. Like,
yeah.
Bunker,
yeah.
LAG, and Cloud9 aren't as bad as.
Yeah, yeah.
Scores
I agree
actually
show.
Yeah, exactly. They've had a lot of good games.
Rocket only having 20 points right now is like. It's kind of wild.
Yeah. These poor,
you feel like they play,
poor guys.
Feel like they play a good card. But yeah, I mean, the first two matches actually, to be fair, weren't that close. But Hacienda Control, they smoked us.
Yeah.
Bad.
Yeah, I mean, we tried first time playing it for us. It was got fucking.
Yeah. We got round three.
We had no chance.
Hold me hands up.
We got, you know, sometimes you've got to just test the videos a little bit here and there.
And then Skyline HP, I mean,
grueler.
To be fair, that was a grueler.
Grueler.
That was insane.
I had a good start.
Don't
bad ending.
Responded until the last 70 seconds of the map. So.
Yeah, Joe was 3-14,
yeah.
And the score was equal. So I don't know.
Yeah,
what was going on that map?
Scoreboard. I think it was going into the P3, and I'm like, looking at the scoreboard, I'm like, 4-14 EK. 117 and 110.
Yeah, I mean, I watched that map back, and honestly, it was like, we make a way that kills the break. We get broke instantly.
Yeah.
We break them again instantly. We get broke instantly.
Yeah,
it was just
like
constant.
That was a mixing map.
It was insane.
Yeah,
it was insane.
Was
just, so,
you got a 40 though?
40 bomb. Yeah. Just from the kid, you know. Just light.
You don't want to bring it up.
Four piece to break P4.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to bring it up anyway, but it's fine. 40 bomb, 4.3k damage. Onto the, oh yeah, Joe Matt 1 as well. Let's not forget about this kid, eh? Huh?
Oh, my 40?
That's
yeah, but like.
You have 40?
Did you
have 40?
Yeah,
40.
Yeah,
cold.
4-21,
yeah. So good.
Just kind of business as usual. It's my map, yeah.
Don't want to bring it up.
I
don't want to bring it up, but it is my map, so.
No, I mean the sub, innit? Just whatever. If you have a good series of sub, it's
yeah, that does say Joe's cooking, by the way.
Joe was
cooking.
Yeah, Sean obviously left me out, but that's fine. Who cares?
Yeah,
well, if you look top right, he shot 4 bullets and killed you again.
Yeah.
Again.
I'm dead again, yeah.
Well, I don't know. Like, did you break a pop up too?
And yeah, so we're
6-0. We are 6-0 now.
We are 6-0.
Unbeaten so far.
And we're playing Optic, last game of the online qualifiers.
That'll be
fun. On the Sunday.
All the time, though.
Cannot wait.
But it should be a good match.
A banger.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
I think it's going to be a banger.
It's definitely the best team we've played this stage, so it'll be good.
Yeah, I agree with that. And yeah, Madrid next up.
Our event.
Still some tickets available, so
go and get them. They're cheap.
Very cheap.
Yeah,
13 euros.
Cheap.
I think they're 13 euros, cheapest.
Anyone in Europe should go.
Get on a Ryanair flight.
You never know when it comes back.
We
don't get many of these.
Yeah, and get on a Ryanair flight.
It's like 30 quid.
30 quid.
Might be more spending now, but.
Yeah, getting close to it, but yeah.
Anyway, point still stands. You could be in Madrid, ticket, flight. Don't know about hotels, could be a bit expensive. Split with someone.
Probably expensive, but you know,
we'll be there though.
Cheap travel.
B&B, split it with friends.
Amen.
Good weekend.
Should be good.
Never actually been to Spain myself.
Really?
Oh, I've been to Benidorm when I was younger.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Holy.
Yeah.
I've only been to Barcelona.
I think
I've never been to Europe in general. So.
Really?
You must be excited then.
Yeah, actually. Yeah.
You've never gone out of America. Other than like,
I went to Mexico. Obviously, I went to Cancun.
But you've never left like the.
Yeah, exactly. I've never left like the Americas.
The West.
Yeah. So yeah, it'll be fun. I'm actually excited. I'm really excited.
I'd actually be buzzing if I was you.
Yeah.
Because I was buzzing the first time I came to Canada.
It's going to be sick.
I haven't been there.
I've been wanting to travel to Europe for a while now.
Madrid. Oh, Madrid. Madrid's sick. Oh, I was on
Movistar. Yeah.
I've not actually seen the venue, I don't think.
I've seen it.
I've searched it up, but I haven't really looked into it.
Yeah. It's hard to find the actual venue, I think, because they're like mixing it up.
Hopefully we see some pics soon, because it is in like a week.
Yeah.
Well,
the what?
2 weeks. Hopefully we see some pics soon.
For the venue.
Well, you're not going to see it publicly.
No, I think. But I'm saying like...
Oh, you like...
On the low.
We got like the insider details.
I know what I'm saying, but...
And that'll be insane. A European crowd.
Yeah. I think it's one of...
That's like a folk tale.
I have no clue.
I'm pretty sure the venue's got an elevated crowd, right?
Yeah, a bowl. Cool. If it is, that's cool.
I think it's got a bowl.
I mean, the European crowd's like a folktale in God, like something.
Well, it's going to be a Spanish crowd mainly, right? So.
I don't know. Be Frenchies, though.
Yeah. True. Yeah, that's true. I've actually heard, like, Gentlemates, like,
they probably have their own group.
Yeah, they have like a fan base.
When I went to the Rockley event, they have a Gentlemates team. It was insane. Those guys are so loud.
I think they're coming to COD as well.
I don't think they care about the esports, they just care about the team. It's so sick.
Damn. Gentlemates fans are insane. Respect.
They have like a little section of just like full colors with like flags waving around.
That's sick.
It was so dope.
And hopefully like their energy feeds into like the...
Yeah, the crowd.
Everyone else.
The European energy in the crowd.
It'll be sick. I'm so excited. And they should get going. That's the one thing I'm most excited for.
And we're the home team, so...
Yeah.
Hopefully the crowd's with us.
Hope so.
I'm not going to read that, but we are going a few days ahead of time.
Yeah.
We will be going to the Mad Lions office.
Yeah.
I'm kind of excited for that. To see how it looks
here
outside North America.
Yeah, me too.
I've only been to, like...
Esports outside of...
Any teams play out there?
Europe has a big esports.
Any teams play out there, do you think?
Of Madrid? What do you mean?
Like, I don't know.
The Mad Lions office?
Yeah.
Valorant team.
They might have a Valorant
team. Valorant team. Yeah,
they're in Berlin. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. I don't know.
But
maybe.
I still think it's a cool office. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll find out.
We'll see when we get there.
Challengers.
Well, I mean, obviously there's no Challengers event there.
Yeah, sucks for them.
It does suck. But Cheaters and Challengers. There's a few flying about.
I think that's mostly in Europe though, right?
I think there's a few in Europe, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen like people tweet about it and stuff like that.
What can you do, man? What can you do?
It's insane, bro.
No anti-cheat.
Yeah. I mean, they did make an update saying that they're gonna fix it. What are you gonna do? We'll see. They've done that a lot. They'll just talk about like, oh yeah, we're gonna do this and that, and then we'll see. It's always.
How does League do it?
League,
they have
Vanguard. That's what it's called.
Because I know Vanguard on Valorant, you have to download it.
Mm-hmm. They have the same thing.
Is it on League?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just automatically install into PC.
Yeah.
That's how it should be on card.
Yeah.
But people
can't
like
overclock
that.
Your controller.
You can't overclock.
No. Mm-hmm. Well, you can. You have to do some certain things.
I'd actually rather not overclock.
Same.
And have no hackers.
Yeah. And just be able to load into.
As long as everyone else is not overclocked.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
It doesn't really matter.
But like, it goes into your PC. I think that's like.
It's like an invasion privacy thing.
I don't know if that's why.
And I swear, some PCs, like depending on like your BIOS and like the motherboard you have, you can. It's like it'll have your secure boot on, but and like it lets you allow it, but you can overclock. Like my PC at home does that.
What if I use DS4?
You can do that too. For sure, you can do that too. It's like weird though. It's like some PCs can, some PCs can't.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, honestly.
But like I said, I'd rather do that.
I'd 100% hands down take that.
Yes.
And play on 5MS. Everyone's on 5MS.
And be able to play ranked and
no
cheaters.
And be able to just play anything
along. Maybe a cheater here and there. That's like what happens. Yeah.
Instead, I'm playing pubs. I'm playing pubs on Nuketown. There's guys looking at me for the bus, typing in the chat, going, "Your ass."
Yeah, that is a
mental illness.
Going to new lows.
It's really annoying.
There's people in. Don't troll it. Me and Ryan played prop hunt as well.
Yeah.
There's people walling in prop hunt.
Yeah, that's insane.
Locked up.
I'm just trying to hide in a box. Yeah, you need to be locked up.
Locked up.
We love prop hunt.
That's serious issues though. Like,
this team loves prop hunt.
Yeah. If you're loading into prop hunt and you're wall hacking, come on, brother.
You're nothing going through in life.
This is definitely the year I spent least time on like ranked play, whatever it may be.
Yeah, it's impossible to play.
It's been impossible.
I did the other night. I was like, I'm going to solo queue at 2 a.m.
Just a couple games.
Just a couple, because I just fancy a bit of, you know. Just
bad idea, brother.
I know people love their aids, but like sometimes you just want to get home, sit down,
you just
want to
shoot
noobs.
You just want to chill with the dudes and chill with the bros and
shoot
noobs.
The noobs. Exactly, but you can't.
I don't want, sometimes, I just don't want Hugh running down on me.
Yeah.
$200 or something in aids, I'm just not doing that.
They're roaring.
Yeah.
11
yeah.
Speaking of Hugh, moving on to Optic. Not hosting an event for Challengers.
Falcons might be.
So all I'm going to say is, look, last year, I think it was last year or the year before? I think maybe last year. Carolina said they're not going to host an event, a Challengers event, and mm-hmm. everyone was going rogue. Well, calling
they pulled out the event in general, though.
Well, yeah. The whole event?
Yeah. Because remember,
that was Raleigh.
No. That wasn't a Carolina event.
That was Pro-Am.
Yeah, because that was the Carolina event got put into Burbank, remember?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But regardless, people were still complaining. Yeah. And the same manager wasn't really giving for optic, but.
Yeah.
You can't really blame him because the CDL should be helping him with the event. It shouldn't just be on the org to host the Challenges event. But I do. The Falcons have swooped in, like they do in boxing and UFC and all this other stuff. Now they're coming to COD, which is unbelievable. Yeah,
they're doing a lot for the league. I mean, they're running the eights left too.
Yeah, that VFL. Yeah.
They're trying to add life to COD, man.
Yeah, and I respect that. Yeah, I love it.
And you see, like, the passions the players have when you watch them, like, after they win maps, it's really nice.
Mm. Yeah.
Shout out those guys.
Speaking of challenges.
Just a quick one. Yoda King.
That might be, I'll say it, the worst name change of all time.
Goated.
One of the better game in time.
No, Illy's nice.
I like Illy.
A good name.
Yoda King is
Ender. I like his name, like Ender.
Pope.
I mean, Illy's got like history behind it as well. Like, he's won a ring.
Yoda King, like,
yeah, but Yoda King's fire.
That's Pope. That might be top three worst names I've ever heard.
You guys just haters, man. You guys just haters.
I don't think a single person said that name is fire other than you.
But I saw some Optic fans.
You saw some?
Still riding no matter what. Even if they changed them to Yoda King. But he changed it back now, so that's what matters. Sure.
It's done. He got 20k. Yeah. To be fair.
20?
He impression farming was crazy.
Insane.
Maybe.
Hell out of it.
Hear me out. Mm. He's done it. No. So people talk about Illy.
So put him in the league.
And now people are thinking about him.
God. And that would be big brain.
That is big brain.
Same.
Fair enough.
Illy, that close tie into Dallas Empire.
I don't know much about it, but
really,
You just got all the names back.
Yeah, like they got all the. Obviously, they merged
all
with
the brands.
Obviously, they merged with Optic. Mm.
Next year, good
Texas.
Yeah, I mean, Boston looking to sell this year, so it could take the Boston spot.
Yeah, that could be sick. To be fair, obviously, Hasha.
Another big org.
Yeah,
that's what we need.
World champion org.
Well, a couple. They won one MV back in Black Ops 3.
Oh, well, okay. Yeah, you go back that far. Yeah.
I already know my answer to this next question. I already know my answer.
Okay.
Okay. All right, well, I think I know your answer.
If you could change your game tag to something else, what would you do it, and what would it be?
Do you want to answer first, or do you want to say yours, mate?
Carnage.
Okay.
That is cold.
The top three worst names.
You know how many people
Carnage is cold.
With that name, just like...
There's an orc called Carnage.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but okay. Carnage is cold. Carnage spells K-A-R-N.
Oh, that's even worse.
N-I-D-G-E.
That is disgusting.
What?
Carnage. Or?
Oh, hell no.
Pepsi Max.
Pepsi Max. There you go. That's what I was thinking. Pepsi Max
might be
Marcel.
You should do Pepsi Max.
Actually, yeah. Or free sponsorship. Marcel. Marcel's a great guy.
10K champ.
Marcel has no aura, bro. Pepsi Max had aura. When you're Pepsi Max, that was the best.
Really?
That was your best.
No one's so challenged.
Even
Pepsi
since
Max.
Now, like, I'm just getting shit.
Now you're like, shit, but like, if you have Pepsi Max, you can beat everything.
That's a change from Insight.
Insight's a good gamer tag.
You like Insight, yeah.
My CS gamer tag used to be Toby Jewel. That might have been the only switch I've
Jewel?
Ever made.
Yeah, Jewel, maybe. I don't think Toby Jewel's that.
No. Well, Jewel is...
You also have one, T-Clean Your Bedroom.
T-Clean Your Bedroom. Second account, if you ever got shit on in BO4.
T-Clean Your Bedroom.
Because I couldn't play on my actual main account.
That is awful.
In BO4.
That is awful.
Guess what?
T-Clean Your Bedroom. Wow.
T-Clean Your Bedroom. It's because I don't remember the story about it, but some Scottish guy made a video of just roasting my name. Why the fuck's your name T-Kleenex when T-Clean Your Fucking Bedroom or something? That's why. It stuck with me. So I don't remember what his name was, but.
Insight to. I haven't got, bro.
People don't know about Mikasa Ubu.
Mikasa Ubu.
That was his name for a whole...
No, also in MW19.
Oh, yeah, because in 2019, it was like when you could first start changing your...
Jar Jar Bits and Mikasa.
Jar Jar Bits. Yeah, I remember
that. That's insane.
Shout out Luke, man. That guy was the GOAT.
That was so funny. I don't know why.
I mean, I'd probably just take the Joe out of my name.
Deceives?
Yeah.
Deceives?
That's the only thing I would do if I were to do anything.
I think Joe goes with Deceives. Like,
yeah, no, I do too, but I have like a billion people telling
me. I just thought of another one.
Like Flow?
Disciple.
Right.
That is sick.
Next question.
No, please scroll down. Scroll.
Right, we need to skip. These game tags are awful.
Sick, bro.
How'd you get the GOAT gamer tag?
Now for Kleenex, dude.
Some story.
Who's got the GOAT gamer tag?
Who's got the GOAT gamer tag of all time?
Yeah. I'm not gonna lie.
It's me, guys. Thank you.
I think Karma's pretty cool.
I was gonna say Karma's a good one. I like Karma's too.
four.
When
more,
I first
yeah.
got almost sick, bro. A chance, right? You know, like tissue is an issue.
Yeah.
People love that in the start.
Tissue is an issue.
The tissue was an issue. Was an issue.
That's your game attack.
No. They're saying, they're playing off my name. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I'm not saying the tissue.
I thought you were saying, go back to the other question, change your game attack. Tissue is an issue.
People used to love that one. I still think. Tissue is an issue.
Octane's pretty cool.
I like Octane.
Mm. But I'd probably say Karma. I think Karma is just the coldest.
Dash is also.
Dash is alright.
We just like pure optic vibes.
Yeah, Green Warm around it. Green Warm.
To be fair, they do have good game attacks, yeah.
For me, it's Karma.
Karma? I mean, I agree. Karma. I mean, Formal is cold too.
Yeah. Woat? I already know the Woat. I already know
who's
it.
Who's that?
It's Man of Chicken.
I remember, wow.
The Aussie player.
Oh, the Aussie
player. Man of Chicken is the worst game of all time. Man of Chicken. Not even just like Chicken. Man of Chicken.
Pick someone that's like.
Current.
Correct?
Yeah, like in the league.
In the league.
Simp.
Yeah. To be fair, he picked that game tag before.
Right? Is that before simplicity, right?
Yeah. So and then they got changed. Actually, simp is now a simp is meaning of the word.
Mm. Yeah. Video going around still.
The vote in the league right
MVP.
Now.
Simp.
Worst game attack of all time. I mean, Manichick is obviously there for a shout.
Man, it has to be.
I'm trying to think of pro players like game attacks that have been awful.
Wee Man's bad.
Wee Man.
Yeah.
Wee Man is awful. There's some stinkers, man. I just don't like names.
Joe.
Oh, I was like, what do I do?
You're like Kenny.
Kenny.
His name is.
Who else? Harry.
Harry.
I think John.
Harry.
I don't like John.
John.
I think John's like
weird outing people.
No. I'll say the name, not the person.
Yeah. Just any names. Beans pretty good.
Nah, I'm not. I'll be honest. Beans is pretty bad.
Beans pretty good.
Beans is pretty bad.
I think you remember.
I think you could be in the conversation for.
Yeah, you are.
I think honestly, when you get shit on by someone called Beans, or you're a fan, you're watching, you're like, Beans is frying. I like Beans. That's facts.
I don't know.
I think so. I think Beans is great. I was
going to. I do agree. It's probably a check on.
After Cold War, I was very split when not to change after Cold War.
To what though?
I don't know. Carnage.
Are you actually going to change?
No, I don't know. Disciple. Your Disciple's sick, bro. But didn't change, and I think that's a good thing.
That's fair.
Speaking of after game tags, Shotzi. Go, Jimmy.
Oh, yeah, this is a controversial one.
That's controversial.
What, saying team won't stream?
Controversial. Yes. Just don't stream my mini map. How about that?
Because they stream. I mean, personally, if it's a POVs, who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
If it's, the only thing I have an issue is Cockcast.
Yeah, I don't know when we
should. But I think they changed it now, so JP puts his webcam over there.
That's fine. Who cares?
If Shotzi's streaming, right, and he's fucking slamming me, I'm not going
to
be there.
They're not crying.
Let's not scrim then. These guys are just slamming me on stream.
Yeah, who cares?
To scrim, mate. I'm here to get better. I don't give a fuck.
I don't really get the thing about the map pool stuff. Obviously, you scrim, I can speak for us. We probably win a map one scrim, lose it the next.
Yeah,
exactly. It's just you try.
That's going to be like every team. Optic are notorious, world's worst at red card hardpoint. They played us on stream and scrim and clubbed us on it. Yeah. They're vetoing it the next day. It's come on. It doesn't.
It changes.
I don't think
much.
A team in the league is going to sit there watching the scrim versus Ultra and Optic.
And they're really bad at that
and
map.
And base their vetoes off the weekend.
If they do.
The only time that ever be a thing is if it's over 3 weeks of scrims and you've got five scrims.
If they base the maps they're going to veto against us off of Optic scrims, they lost already. It's just
supposed to. Obviously, maybe. It only hurts them, if anything, because they're streaming every single day, so you can see what they're doing.
Yeah, exactly.
The only thing you take is fair enough. Exactly. Fair enough. They're trying to do something for the league and COD in general. And if anything, you said, it may hurt them more. But even then, it's
they clearly don't give a fuck.
Yeah, exactly.
I personally wouldn't stream. Just never stream a scrim.
I mean, yeah, I wouldn't either.
It's just, I think practice is just not like that for us.
Yeah, I agree.
To be honest.
But yeah, I mean, fair play to them. They try to bring viewers to
it. Exactly. So fair enough to them.
I mean, people love it.
Can't complain. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And they get to see pro teams play. That's what it is. Fans want to see more COD.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they get to see more COD.
Yeah.
So.
I gotta stop them.
If this was funny.
Made sure to tweet about LAT needs to play for the rest of the month.
This was only funny. I could just imagine Scrap's reaction. And that just makes me laugh every time.
I can actually imagine Scrap calling Nade
Yeah.
I don't know what he'd say. Somewhere I can't say.
Yeah.
Don't think you say it. Probably already did say it.
Mm-hmm.
Nade, you're dog shit.
But Nade's been in the scene, and he's an owner that's been in the scene, so you can understand him getting annoyed because he's like
just passionate guy about his team.
Yeah, yeah.
He's played COD before.
Yeah, he's played. He's been. He knows what it's like. So.
Just that's about it.
Yeah.
What else? Fair enough,
who cares? What else can you say?
Preliminary champs bracket. If you have to put one out there right now, who's not making champs?
Oh, the teams are just going to be so different by the end of the year. Like, there's no way.
I mean, obviously, the obvious answer right now is probably Falcons.
Yeah, if they make champs, I'll be very surprised.
Yeah.
Very, very surprised.
No disrespect them. They can shoot.
They do shoot.
I messaged Lucci this. I said, if these boys, you know, had the game sense of some of the top teams, we would be in trouble.
Yeah.
Because they can shoot.
I agree.
They actually can shoot.
They're a good team.
But they're quite far off it.
It all depends on really, like, because I think you could see some of the teams that, like, you could see any team really, like, a team that's 4-1, right?
Yeah.
They could lose their heads after a major.
Yeah.
Have a bad stage two. That goes for anyone. We could do it. We could lose our heads.
Exactly.
Snowball. Have a bad stage where we get 20 points.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden we've gone from 60 points to 80, and other teams.
And you get a bad matchup in.
What was
in
it last year? Rocket
Friday.
Got top four at Major One. Everyone was like, "Oh, like they're really good." Yeah. And then they didn't make champs.
No,
right?
They didn't.
No.
It's like teams can lose their heads, like and you
then,
said.
Other flip side of it, some teams can have just be really good.
Our team was. I think our team had 10 points at the end of Major One, and we made champs. And then we got top four, obviously. Yeah.
I mean, the standings don't matter right now.
Exactly. Right now, it's just like hard.
Well,
you can't tell.
I guarantee you that at least four of those 12 teams would not say the same about champs. So.
Yeah, 100%. Obviously, teams who are going to struggle at Major 1. I mean, Major 1, Major 2 is when teams make the most changes, which is like, I mean, obviously.
You have to.
Yeah, exactly.
If you get slammed Major 1 and you're on 20 points and you're like,
you have to
you're in a hole here. Do we keep going or do we try and switch
your
mind?
The Boston Strat was normally to double down, and that didn't really work out.
Was it?
So.
You guys had a good event in Switch, no?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, that was the OG, yeah.
Lost to the two finalists and made a change.
So, don't get me started.
Oh, good. No.
Don't get me started.
I don't know.
I don't know if I can answer that. It's just like
I think a team like LAG MA are definitely going to go up.
Yeah,
I don't think
they'll go up.
They'll
make a change at some point if they carry on like this, and then that might be the spark they need to just like go rogue.
Yeah, they definitely have the players and like coaching staff to like.
Had to bet who wouldn't make champs? Falcons, Miami,
Surge,
Rocker. Yeah, maybe Surge. Man, you know, I don't know.
The start Ravens
had
there.
Yeah, but Ravens had a really good start, but like, I could also see that team like massive head loss. Like, yeah,
the game's so competitive as well.
Yeah, right now, yeah.
All those teams you just named, like, example, we played Vancouver, we went round 11. Mm-hmm. Obviously, this is earlier. Same thing with Miami.
Mm-hmm.
We went map 5. Rocker went map 5.
Yeah, a lot of map 5s.
Yeah, we have to be fair. We just take
stressful.
But
it's stressful.
Teams are saying the same thing about us. They're probably going to say we're going to
exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. So that's what it is.
Sorry, Chappie.
No, it's fine. They can say it.
Perspective on the league. Who's good, bad, unlocked potential, dark horse team? Who's good? I mean, obviously, the teams that go to Optic, LAT, FaZe. I know people can say FaZe, oh my God, but they won the minor.
Yeah.
They had a slow start.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Well, I'll say it. Better late than never.
Better late than never.
That's a joke.
Yeah.
It's a joke.
It's an inside joke.
Yeah, it's an inside joke. Like, they know it. Anyway, it's not the point. I think dark horse. I mean, I don't know if they're dark horse.
Boston.
People getting the respect. Boston and Rocker, in my opinion.
Maybe Rocker, yeah.
Rocker. I mean, Rocker just have good S&D, and I mean they're. I think I was talking about this with Kyle, where it's like, bro, those guys fight. Like they could be down 200 points.
And
they're still
grit.
Fighting. Yeah,
the passion.
Yeah,
like, fair enough.
Ultimate,
those guys fight.
Ultimate dark horse team right now has to be Boston. Like,
yeah.
That was
yeah.
a team
I,
form
yeah,
where
yeah,
everyone
100%.
Sort of written them off at the start of the year. Like,
yeah, to be fair, most people
I mean,
had more
like
11.
Yeah, yeah,
I mean,
11,
bro,
like just
they
above 5.
And teams were still like counting them out. Like
yeah.
I don't think anyone could be wrong, but I think most people like counted them out against Carolina and obviously, you know, Purge had that crazy map 4.
Yeah, and they
but,
and they were actually
I mean,
playing good cards as well.
I mean, even when we played them and we talk about them, we're a big fan of that team.
Yeah,
I just think their culture and the way they
yeah,
play 100%. The games, you can tell they have a plan and
yeah.
everything they want to do.
And they
with.
Actually
want to
play
it's
with
important.
Each other.
Yeah.
That's I think that's the biggest thing is like when putting teams together that are like quote unquote like the scraps or whatever, it's like if they
you
actually want to play
culture.
With each other and they actually care about winning. Like I said with the Rocker, the same thing where it's like you could tell they like playing with each other. Same thing with Boston, they
yeah.
look good, both teams
yeah,
look good.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
fair enough.
Sorry about course.
Happy to see them though.
Forcing the state of Call of Duty right now, lots of people say it's in a pretty rough spot.
Yeah.
Just in terms of the hackers and stuff.
That's
yeah.
all it is,
that's,
really.
That's all it is.
I think so, as well, the content's a bit dry, like the
yeah.
maps
like,
and
bro,
stuff.
It's hard for me to stream because I mean, like, I was doing it before, like, we went on Christmas break, and then cheaters started getting crazy, and, like, I literally just don't even think about wanting to get on, because, like, if anything, I'll get on, shoot bots, but I'm not going to stream myself shooting bots. I'm not going to stream myself playing another game. It's like, and bro, everyone says it, but this game is so fun. Like, genuinely, I'm, like, getting on scrimming, playing the game was actually
shooting
just so
gun,
fun.
Shooting my gun, moving about.
Yeah, it's so fun.
The movement,
like, getting cracked, like,
it
gives you
so
much dough. But then you play ranked, and it's like,
all my funds are gone.
Yeah, it's like, okay, now I'm getting cheated on over and over and over.
Yeah, it's just,
it's just
fun.
Like, bro,
it's
no one wants to play that.
Hopefully, they can make a resurgence.
Yeah, I mean,
hopefully. Fix the.
Like I said, like, they're making an update, hopefully fixing the anti cheat. If they do it, this game will thrive again. It'll be huge. But, you know, we'll see.
I mean, yeah. And I mean, obviously, if they fixed that and they actually had a good anti cheat, you'd see more people streaming. You'd see more people making YouTube videos. You'd see more people playing the game.
100%.
100% be streaming.
You'd see, like, all sorts. And
and while they were streaming and playing ranked.
The casual, so I
yeah, 100%.
Well. Currently, I do.
I mean, most people aren't even playing COD. They're playing Marvel Rivals because it's like the game has an anti cheat and it's fun. Same thing with COD. If only we had
I'd love to play a game that I'm good at, aka COD. And not have to worry about someone looking at me for a wall.
Yeah, exactly.
I can just slam
you. Just watch the kill cam, someone's wobbing you, and you're
something. I still kill them. It's just embarrassing.
Yeah. And then when you're running around ranked, once they fix the cheaters, you can use the MTX pack.
That's true.
Yeah,
the Try an Ultra skin.
Try an Ultra skin.
Gives you more aim assist.
Gives you more aim assist. Gives you aura.
It does give you aura.
And it gives you. What?
20% more aim assist.
20% more aim assist.
Thank you. Yeah,
you said aim assist.
15 touches on, yeah.
Did we?
I said more aim assist than
I didn't
say the percentage.
Yeah, I'll say percentage because like a fifth.
There you go. So buy it.
Buy it now.
That is an order.
Buy your MGX pack now in the store.
That's good.
The Call of Duty League store.
Someone should hire.
Black Ops 6.
Nice.
And
you know? That has been the Blacklight Podcast, episode 10 now. We'll see you guys at the Major. And the next podcast will be after the Major.
And we'll be sat here, trophy here.
Right there, in the middle.
Yes, inshallah.
Okay.
Inshallah.
Yeah.
Inshallah.
But yeah.
Thanks.
Thanks for watching, guys, and we'll catch you in the next one.
Peace.